Hi, I'm Selena.
Hi, I'm Peyton.
Hi, I'm Caleb.
And today we are going to be discussing climate change and how it affects our daily lives. So, Peyton, which year, in your opinion, was the most vulnerable to the heat wave?
I honestly think that 2017 was a very bad year for the heat waves, and I think that by far that would be the worst year, because in that year, the highest levels of carbon were emitted globally, and 157 million vulnerable people were exposed to heat waves, so I think that's really bad for society.
Caleb, would you like to debate with him?
Yes, I disagree on your part, because between 1970 and 2000, the winter temperatures rose 3.8 degrees Fahrenheit, and yeah.
Also, in 2017, 153 billion hours of labor were lost due to heat exposure, so I think that beats any year.
Spring is coming sooner, and summers are getting way harder, and winters are becoming less snowy. So,
How do you think we could solve this problem?
I think that we could solve global warming by, one, driving less or even carpooling, because we're not only saving fuel, but we're reducing the global warming. And I also think that we could go solar, and that could also help climate change. And many people have caught the energy-efficient bandwagon of solar energy. So having solar panels installed is something readily possible and available that could help society.
Right. So it's like Uber's a good thing,
because
you carpool and you don't waste as much gas or money. Cool?
I think that we should go back to walking to places more, because that's an old-fashioned thing, and we don't waste the gases and put them into our atmosphere. So, yeah.
That's a good idea, but so a lot of people are out of shape and they don't want to move around, because a lot of people don't want to get that much exercise in a day.
I think that there are many ways that we could stop global warming. I just think that it takes a lot of work to do it, and people aren't used to having to do these things.
So if we change what people use in their day-to-day lives, like cars, how do you think this will affect them?
I think that it'll be a struggle, but I think that if we just learn to do it, then it will help a lot in life, and we would learn to do that.
Cool.
I agree with Peyton on this one, because after we stop using something and we start using something more, we would adapt to it even more, than we would become familiar to using it in our everyday life.
And I think that definitely in the past years, we've gotten worse with this and doing not helping global warming. Like, most of the warming occurred in the past 35 years, with five of the warmest years on record taking place since 2010. So we're definitely getting worse as a society, and we need to pull together to stop global warming.
Nice. And a lot of people are getting sick. Diseases are spreading more quickly, and there is many deaths from pollution that are happening. And, yeah. Caleb?
Talking about the deaths, older people in Europe and Eastern Mediterranean are most vulnerable, because they get sick easier and exposed. Yeah.
Also, the planet's average surface temperature has risen about 1.62 degrees Fahrenheit since the late 19th century. And that has happened by an increased carbon dioxide and other human-made emissions into the atmosphere, which is really bad for our economy.
And on, like, the West Coast, where California is, it's getting more dry, and they're going through a drought, and many wildfires are happening. and a lot in Antarctica, the ice is getting thinner, so seals and other mammals that live there can't survive.
I think that we definitely need to stop this before it gets any worse, and I think that we could easily do this if we all just work together, and yeah.
All right. Thank you for watching.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Selena.
Bye, I'm Peyton.